This is The Takeaway. I'm Jerome Vaughn in for Dora Udoji.
Thank you, Jerome. I'm John Hockenberry. President Bush, in the beginning of his second term, talked a lot about political capital and that he was planning to spend it. He did end up spending it. By the time the Katrina disaster happened, Bush had apparently no political capital left. The question is, what political capital does Barack Obama have right now, preparing for a speech to a joint session of Congress tonight and the nation? A new New York Times and CBS poll shows that more than three-quarters of a sample of more than 1,000 people said they were optimistic about the next 4 years with President Obama at the helm. What does that mean for the ability of Barack Obama to lay out an aggressive, perhaps possibly radical agenda as he addresses the nation tonight? Jeff Zeleny of The New York Times joins us to talk about the poll and what it potentially means. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Is this an argument, these poll numbers, and they're not terribly surprising. I mean, I suspect he's still basking in something of a post-inaugural love fest there in the White House, even given all that's happened in the last few weeks. Nevertheless, what does it argue for him talking about tonight?
Well, I think it argues that it certainly sets the table that people are looking for someone or something to believe in, or someone or something to sort of help the country through all of its problems. You know, certainly during the long presidential campaign, people had different views. But what was striking to me in this poll is that even a good number of Republicans or people who did not vote for President Obama are still hopeful for him. 77% of Americans are optimistic about the next 4 years under President Obama. So I think that argues tonight, as he addresses Congress and talks about his priorities, that people may be willing to give him a bit more of a break because they know that problems need to be solved.
You know, during the campaign, we talked about this a lot, that it always appeared as though voters were more reassured by hearing details of specific policies rather than simply hearing platitudes. But I'm seeing in a lot of blog arguments over what Obama should do, an argument for him to be more like Reagan, to be just sort of generally optimistic and steer clear of the details. What do you think he's inclined to do, and what would this poll suggest would be a better course?
Well, I think in his speech to Congress tonight, that is not a forum necessarily where you get really far down in the weeds and present, you know, really, really specific details. But the administration certainly may have learned a bit of a lesson about a week and a half ago when they presented a plan to rescue the nation's troubled banking system. There weren't that many specifics. It was not received that well. So I think you will hear more specifics this evening. But the poll doesn't really measure if people are looking for specifics or not. They are looking for ideas, for hope,
right,
for optimism. So the public is willing right now at least to give the president a shot to solve some of these challenges.
You know, Bush's political capital went in a nanosecond. Any suggestion that this is more long-lived than Bush's numbers quickly?
Well, we'll see. I mean,
I mean, that's all you can say. We'll see. I mean, polls are so volatile. We saw it during the campaign. And, you know, in many ways, this speech tonight may determine just how solid those numbers and that support is. Jeff Zeleny, thanks so much for joining us. Jeff Zeleny, New York Times reporter, joined us from New York. A poll says well over three-quarters of Americans are optimistic about the next 4 years. They'll be listening to Barack Obama as he addresses the nation tonight.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.